Well, just off the record here, somebody back in this area is singing beautifully, and thank you. You're blessing my soul. Come every Sunday, please. Well, it's summer, and that means that we are in it for another round of cues from the pews, questions that you have asked that will help all of us, hopefully as a church, to grow as disciples of Jesus. I have a number of questions already from you. If you have questions still, and even if you didn't rip off the bottom and put it in the offering now, I encourage you, get them to me, because I would love to answer as many questions as possible to get at the things that you are thinking specifically about that will help you as a follower of Jesus. I hope to have to you an outline of the whole series in the next couple of weeks, but in the meantime, get questions into me and then I'll finalize them. So far, I've got some really good questions and a real variety of questions as well. Some questions that will help us to understand our faith, some that will help us to defend our faith, some with an apologetic flair, and then some that will help us to practice our faith. And it's from that last category that this morning's question comes, a question that will help us as we actually live faithful lives here. So here's the question that I got passed in to me. Who should I pray to? God the Father or Jesus the Son? That's a good question. An important one, too. Time and again in the Bible, we are told to pray. We are told to bring everything to God. And not just to pray when the rain is falling, but when the sun shines as well. You know, one of the shortest verses in the Bible puts it very succinctly, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray continually. That's our job as believers. Pray continually. But here's the question, to whom do we pray? Who are we offering those prayers to, or who should we offer those prayers to? God? To God the Father? Is it okay to pray to Jesus? What about the Holy Spirit? Can we pray to the Holy Spirit? If I pray Father, is it the same as praying God the Father, as in the third person, the first person of the Trinity? Well, good questions. And I want to explore with you what the answers might be. And to whoever asked this question, good on you. It shows that you're thinking seriously about what you're doing when you're praying and God's nature as a triune God. So well done. As you can see, the question is not just a question about prayer, but about the Trinity as well. So we're going to have to explore both a little bit about prayer and a little bit about the Trinity here as well. But here's the thing. I don't want to do this strictly as a theoretical, theological exercise. You know, you can do that. And I read some real erudite theology today, this week, getting ready for today. But when you boil it right down, this question is not just about how you pray, but the relationship that you have with the God that you're praying to. You see what I mean? This is not just about a theoretical idea of who to pray to. But do you know who you are praying to? You could really have the most theologically accurate, eloquent prayer of all time, but unless you know the God that you're praying to, then it doesn't really make much of a difference. So let me unpack this question with you through the lens of my own experience, because I suspect that many of you will have a points at least of contact where you'll be able to identify with my experience. So here we go. Let's get into it. To whom should we pray? Growing up in the United Church, which I did, I suspect that the majority of prayers that I heard were offered to God, or to Heavenly Father, or to some theologically true but fairly broad abstraction, like giver of all good gifts, or God of wonder and amazement. Those are the sorts of prayers that I think I probably heard as a kid growing up in church. And it's absolutely appropriate for us to pray to God in general. God is God. The basic dynamic of human-divine relationship is God is God and we pray to him. So it makes sense that we pray to God. Statistically, in terms of the Bible's witness as well, it makes sense. I went through this week and looked at all the places in the New Testament specifically where a particular person was prayed to, a particular when I say person, oftentimes I mean God in this message. So the particular addressee of the prayer was, in fact, God. The majority of New Testament prayers are addressed to God specifically. So here's some examples. Luke 6:12, one of those days Jesus went out to the mountainside to pray, spent the night praying to God. Acts 12:5, so Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him. Acts 16:25, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Romans 15:30, I urge you, Paul says, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit to join me in my struggle by praying to God for me. And Colossians 1:9, for this reason we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will. Time and again, in the New Testament, when people are praying, they are praying to God. We are absolutely right to pray to God generally. Now, here's the thing. Growing up, it never really clued into me, or I never really clued in, it never really clicked in with me, that we were praying to someone who was listening. It was more like we were praying to an idea. A personified idea, sure, but an idea. Admittedly, that's partly my own ignorance as a kid and as a person, and partly on the ministers that we had when I was a kid. And to be honest, I think those theological abstractions didn't help me at all either. You know, people would say, God of amazement and wonders, or giver of all good things. I mean, those are technically, theologically accurate, but they seemed like these poetic flourishes that actually distanced me from God. When I got to university, though, I heard people praying as though somebody was actually listening. You know, they were not just praying to God, but they were praying to their God. They were not just praying to God generally, but God whom they knew and God who knew them. And just an aside, you know, my intention here is not to throw shade on my childhood experience, not at all. And my intention is not to say that if you pray to God, you don't have some sort of relationship with him. That's not what I'm saying at all. If you listen to my prayers, you will hear me say God a lot. You will hear Paul pray to God a lot. Jesus prayed to God. I just want to point out that it's possible to pray to God as an abstraction or an idea without actually having a relationship with him. And I want to highlight how important it is for us to pray to God as the divine person that he is. And it's something that helped me with that was the fact that a lot of people around me in university were praying to God as Father. You know, they were not just praying to a deity, but they were praying to a parent who loved them and cared for them. They weren't just thinking of themselves as churchgoers, but as children of a God who loved them and knew them and took care of them. They were praying to Abba Father, as it were. And so I started to address a lot of my prayers to Father. That really helped for me because it got me into the mindset of remembering he is God. He is also my Father, someone who cares intimately and specifically about me the way that he made me. So that habit of praying to God as Father has stuck with me for a long time. Well, here's a question. Is praying to God relationally as my Father the same as praying to God theologically as God the Father, i.e. the first person of the Trinity? Do you see what I mean? When I pray Father, I'm praying, I think, to God as the fullness of God. But what about the Trinitarian aspect here? What about God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit? Is it appropriate for us to pray specifically to the individual persons of the Trinity? I think that that's what this question gets at. Is it appropriate for us to pray to God the Father? Is it appropriate for us to pray to God the Son, namely Jesus? What about the Holy Spirit? Is it appropriate for us to pray to the Holy Spirit? Well, I would like to suggest to you that it is appropriate both to pray to the triune God and to the persons of God as well. So, very broadly, God exists in three persons. The Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God. Each is God, and they are God together. One God in three persons. It's obvious, I think, that we pray to the one God. What about praying to Father, Son, or Spirit? Start with the first one. Do we pray to God the Father? The answer is yes, obviously. When Jesus taught us to pray, who did he teach us to pray to? Our Father, who art in heaven, given that it's Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, saying that, the Son, the Father, is talking about the first person of the Trinity. Jesus is teaching us to pray to God, the Father. Similarly, Paul says in Ephesians 1:17, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so you may know him better. He's praying specifically to the Father of the Son, that the Father would give the church the Spirit so that we would know him better. It's appropriate to pray to God the Father. Absolutely. First person of the Trinity, what about the second person, the Son? Well, Acts 9, when Saul comes to faith, both he and Ananias, who plays a major role in Saul coming to faith, both of them spend time in prayer, and they are specifically addressing Jesus in that prayer. And the whole of the Bible actually, closes with a prayer to Jesus. Revelation 22:20 says, "Come, Lord Jesus." That's the final prayer of the Bible. It's to the second person of the Trinity. So clearly it's appropriate for us to pray to Jesus the Son. Okay, what about the third person of the Trinity? The Holy Spirit. To be honest, I can't find anywhere in the Bible where a person specifically prays to the Holy Spirit. But it's clear from passages like Romans 8, John 14, that the Holy Spirit plays an important part in our prayer lives. And given the nature of the Trinity, I think it's totally appropriate for us to pray to the Holy Spirit. Is it appropriate to pray to God? Yes. Is the Holy Spirit God? Yes. Then it's appropriate for us to pray to the Holy Spirit. And to be honest, this started to make more sense to me when I got to know the unique roles that each of the persons of the Trinity played. You know, when I first was a believer, it was all I could do to pray to God broadly because I didn't really understand what the Father did, what the Son did, what the Holy Spirit did, and how they were different. As my understanding of who God was in his Trinitarian being, then it made more sense to pray to each of them individually. You know, if I wanted to buy a new car, I wouldn't call the service center of my dealership, right? I would talk to a salesman. If I wanted to get my car serviced, I wouldn't call their finance department. I would talk to the service department. It's similar with the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit each do different things. And so it makes sense that we would go to each of them, both to pray to them and give thanks for what they have done for us. So, for example, when I'm parenting by myself for 3 days and I need peace and patience and self-control, you know who I go to? The Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is the one who bears peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and all those things as fruit in my life. That's the Spirit who does that work. When I need forgiveness and grace, it just makes sense that I would pray to Jesus, the Son, because he is the one who secured that forgiveness for me. He died as the atonement for sin. And when I need wisdom and insight into the things of God, it makes sense for me to go to God the Father because he is the divine architect and overseer of the whole plan of redemption. I think that it is appropriate for us to pray to God the Father, God the Spirit, God the Son, and God the Spirit, because each of them work in different ways in our lives, each in harmony, but in different ways. So to answer our question straight on here, who should I pray to, God the Father or Jesus the Son? Well, I would say that it is right and good to pray to God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. And I would also say that it is good to pray to our triune God as a whole. And that's why I think you see so many New Testament prayers addressed to God. You know, admittedly, praying, "Dear God, who is Father, God, who is Son, God, who is Holy Spirit," it's a bit of a mouthful every time you pray or every time you write it down. So I suspect that the New Testament writers are using that language of God, that name God, as a shorthand. And in the back of their mind, they're thinking, "God, who is Father, who is Son, who is Holy Spirit?" Sometimes I suspect that they are praying to the whole of the Trinity. If they are praying to a specific person, they would probably write that down. But by and large, I think they're talking to all three in one. So here's an example. When Paul writes in Philippians 4:6, "Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, bring your requests to God," he is saying, listen, don't worry, don't be anxious about this, but instead, take your concerns to God. Take it to the God who knows all things, Father. Take it to the God who redeems all things, Son. Take it to the Holy Spirit who works for good in all things, Spirit. All of the Trinity is wrapped up in that prayer. And similarly, when I pray Father, I think that I'm doing the same thing, but relationally. You know, I am praying to God, to all three persons of the Trinity at the same time, but not at a distance, but as a child of God. Someone who can say Father and address God the Father, God the Spirit, God the Son in one word. Yeah, you don't have to pray to God as Father, but it is certainly a privilege that we have to be in relationship with a God who knows us so well. Now here's an interesting question. What about praying to people? Like praying to saints or to angels, for that matter? There's nowhere in the Bible where I can find an example of someone praying to God, to a saint or to a person. It's just there. In Revelation 22, John falls down and starts to worship an angel, which I take to be similar to prayer. And the angel says, no, I'm just a servant of God. I'm just a created being like you. There is no one who deserves attention like this but God. So we need to keep our focus in prayer on God. So with that in mind, let me close with this. Who is God to you? An abstraction? An idea? A deity who is far removed from your everyday life and experience? Or is he your Father who loves you very much? Do you know him as the Father who loves you very much? You know, the Bible says that God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit work together to redeem us. the Father sent the Son into the world to die, to atone for our sins, to bring us back into relationship with Him. When we trust in Him, He gives us the Spirit to lead us and live God-honoring lives. That God is saying to us, trust in me. Come home. Come to me and talk to me. And when we do, we can trust Him with all of our cares because He cares for us very, very much. He doesn't begrudge our prayers. He wants to hear from us. He wants His children to come to Him and pour out their hearts to Him to demonstrate that it is God alone who is able to take care of these things. And you know what? The last thing that I want to do with this message is send you home going, wait, who am I supposed to pray to? You know, the danger in this is that you get lost in it. But let me say to you, the simplest prayer, like, God help me, is as effective and as valuable as the most theologically astute, Trinitarianly appropriate prayer there is. As you grow to know God, it makes sense that you would, you know, address the persons of the Trinity, but just pray. Go to the Father who loves you. He delights to hear from you. He delights when you ask Him for what you need and when you give thanks for all that He has provided. You know, whether it is God that you are praying to, or the Father, or the Son, or the Spirit, or God of wonders and amazement, for all that matters, if you are in a relationship with God and you are speaking honestly to Him, and He delights to hear from you, and He will answer your prayer in His time. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this question. It helps us to get into who you are as a triune God, as the Father, as the Son, as the Spirit, who can address every situation of our lives and meet us where we are at. Lord, I pray that you would sharpen our thinking, each and every one of us. But even more, Lord, I pray that you would deepen our reliance on you. Lord, I pray that if there are people here whose prayer lives has been faltering or flagging, Holy Spirit, I pray that you would come and build them up. Move in them to pray. Spirit, we know that you pray along with the mind and will of God in ways that we never could. Pray for us and prompt us to pray. Jesus, thank you for laying down your life that we might know you, live forever, be in relationship with the Father who loves us beyond our wildest dreams. Father, thank you for sacrificing to bring us back to you. Lord, I pray that you would work in our hearts this week. Prompt us to pray. Encourage us to pray. Give us a deep hunger to spend time with you that only time spent with our Father will satisfy. And Lord, I pray for anyone who has listened to this and gone, what is he talking about? This is so complicated. Father, you love each and every one of us. You invite each and every one of us to come to you as children, simply casting ourselves on you, trusting you. We come to you very simply, Lord, to say that we need you. Be glorified in us, we pray. And we pray in Jesus' name. Let's stand together as we respond.